Pete, any question?
No. So everybody knows where we are and what we're talking about, right? Right?
Yes.
We are at the end of book three. And we have to call it last story. I hope you have patience. It's not one story, it's two stories. But Rumi purposely made it one. How? By keeping the last paragraph of the first one, narrating the second one, then bringing that last paragraph over there to tell you that this is one story. And we know it is one story because it's the story of the trip you are supposed to have. It's simple. The first story is a guy who was, because of some suspicion, he got away 10 years going around, then suddenly he found that lovely pain. That was the trick. But yes, it's the pain of the distance, but it is lovely because that's the savior. He decides to go back. And we know that going back is not easy, and Rumi is going to explain it to us. What are the problems? But the story was not enough. He needed another story. So there is another story of a guy who is volunteered to sleep in a mosque that everybody thinks and believes that if you sleep in this mosque, you will die. This is a killer mosque. The story of the killer mosque will be composed with this one. First he talks about this, blah, 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 all of it. Then he goes to that mosque and the same problem over there. He wants to go in, everybody will say, are you crazy, are you silly? But he dares to walk in and all that. When it finished, then we hear one paragraph of this guy arriving in Bukhara to tell you that this is the stuff. What is this? This is a story of your enrichment. What are you doing now? Supposedly book one was about love, book two was about the wisdom, book three is enrichment. What is enrichment? Normally to everyone, enrichment means gaining more and more and more, right? In this book he talked about it and said, don't be silly. Here we are talking about qualities, not quantities. And enrichment doesn't mean more. Enrichment means to be careful what to choose for what. Why do you want to be rich in this wisdom? There is only one goal to this, right? To arrive. Enrichment is just a tool for us. We are looking for something else. And that's, what is that? Let's go book one, right at the beginning. Do you remember what the problem was? Diagnosis. You fell in love with your brain, and your brain knows the rule, no exception. That's the problem. That was the beginning, right? What happened in book two? In book two, he said, hey, going up there at the ceiling of the knowledge is not enough because the flower is not there. You have to come back. And he talked about that word with three meanings. Do you remember the word? Which was returning, opening the door, and the falcon. And all three are used in one simple stuff. Going back, returning. returning to our principle. Do you remember what that is? Yeah. We were born innocent. Now how are you? The guilty one. You lost that innocence. How? That's what the brain does. This intelligence eliminated all that innocence of the child and all that. And we are separated. This one divided the universe from me. Me and the rest of it. You see that separation? So all the story is going back. And this is the story. So we're talking about the conditions for this story. Because enrichment means going back. Going back to gain whatever you lost with this separation, with this division. So these two stories combined. The first one is returning of the guy to Bukhara. The second one is daring to go in the mosque that supposedly will kill the everyone. This is all that story we are hearing, right? So, we'll start from the beginning. Who is the guilty party today? No one? You are. How about it?
Going back to the...
Okay, we started with the first paragraph. We talked about the first paragraph. Then the second paragraph, in the middle we stopped, right? Okay. Where we stopped is a little bit critical. What was happening before that? He was explaining a very bizarre stuff. He found a very strange story to explain something strange. The story is the story of the Holy Spirit appearing to the lady, all that stuff that nobody could understand really, because that's a made-up story to explain something, right? But normally, we imagine Maryam as a lady who is surprised by seeing this, right? But during the explanation, what did he explain? He was talking about something. Do you remember what was he talking about? He was talking about the roughness of this road we are going. It has up and down. It's not a steady, simple something like that. And he wanted to tell you that, okay, in this trip of enrichment, when you're returning, there are the moments that you don't feel good. You don't have that high spirit. You're low. Something will depress you and all of that. That's the moment that you should be attentive to realize that, yes, this is a part of it. This is, sometimes I compare it with going around Stanley Park, having fun in a park. But it's not always like that. There are the moments that you feel you're down. Maybe you should think, okay, this is it. This is the down for another up, and I rather appreciate it even. Even when I don't feel very good, I understand that, okay, my feeling is moving at this, it's not a steady. That's how we arrive at the 37-33, I believe. That's where we left it. Because that is the verse, actually. When a feeling or a spiritual contraction comes over you, old traveler, it's for your good. Do not become affair in your heart. That's actually the essence of these two pages with it, right? Now.
When a feeling of contraction comes over you, O traveler, 'tis for your good. Do not become a fire in your heart. For in that expansion and delight you are spending. The expenditure requires an income of preparation. If it were always the season of summer, the blazing heat of the sun would penetrate the garden and burn up from the root and bottom the soil whence the plants grow, so that the old ones would never again become fresh. If December is sour-faced, it is kind. Summer is laughing, but it is burning. When contraction comes, behold expansion therein. Be fresh, and do not let wrinkles fall on your brow. Children are laughing, and sages are sour. Sorrow appertains to the liver, and joy arises from the lungs.
What does that mean? The anatomy and all that. You know, these are, first, yes, it's 800 years ago, so they don't have the X-ray machine and the anatomy and all that doesn't exist. They have different ideas about it, that the feeling is over here and the pain is there and blah, blah. But we know that Rumi will choose all of this